Then, from a compilation called Let Freedom Sing, we heard the Staple Singers, Why Am I Treated So Bad? Started set off with Ray Wiley Hubbard from the album Dangerous Spirits, title track. Time is exactly 8 p.m. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Ragtime America with Jack Rummel.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the 16th Annual Moab Folk Festival, taking place from November 2nd through 4th in Moab, Utah. This year's festival includes performances by Sean Colvin, Kathy Matea, Ellis Paul, Amy Helm, and many more. This event is supported by the Utah Office of Tourism. More information can be found at moabfolkfestival.com.
Voting rights once again are under attack. Tune in for the next edition of Alternative Radio for Haley Pessin on the radical legacy of Fannie Lou Hamer. That's Alternative Radio, Wednesday evenings at 6, right here on Community Radio, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight, we're going to be celebrating the music of someone that we don't hear from too often, but was a seminal figure in early blues and certainly in ragtime as well. And I'm referring to Clarence Williams. Born October 8th, 1893, in Plaquemine, Louisiana. He ran away from home at age 12 to join a traveling minstrel show and then moved to New Orleans. Worked there shining shoes and doing odd jobs, but he soon became known as a singer and a master of ceremonies. By the early 1910s, he was a well-regarded local entertainer, also playing piano, and was composing new tunes by 1913. He started a music publishing business in 1915. By 1920, he was the leading African-American-owned music publisher in the country. He toured briefly with W.C. Handy, set up a publishing office in Chicago, then settled in New York in the early 1920s. He was one of the primary pianists on scores of blues records recorded in New York during the 1920s. And let's stop at that point and actually listen to the man himself. We do have a recording by Clarence Williams of one of the few out-and-out rags that he wrote. This one is called The Wildflower Rag, written in 1916, and this was recorded much later than that, of course. Here is Clarence Williams on the piano. Thank you. Clarence Williams, the man whom we are featuring this evening. On the piano himself, there playing his own composition, The Wildflower Rag. Moving on, this one from 1923. We're getting more into the blues and stomps now that he wrote. Here's one that he wrote in conjunction with Fats Waller. So he was running around with very notable company. This is the Wildcat Blues. And here is Henry Thins Francis. Henry Francis and Wildcat Blues. Here's another blues from the same year, 1923. This one is called the Gulf Coast Blues. And to play it for us is Clarence Jelly Johnson. Thank you. Clarence Jelly Johnson there, a great Chicago pianist, and I believe that was a piano roll, Gulf Coast Blues by Clarence Williams. Here's one that's well known in the Dixieland jazz community. It's called the Cushionfoot Stomp. Williams wrote it in 1927. Here is a group from Paris called Paris Washboard.
KGNU Community Radio presents an exclusive talk with legendary author and speaker Noam Chomsky on Friday, November 9th in Boulder. Noam will be Skyping in to discuss outcomes from the 2018 midterm elections and what the election reveals about our future. That's an evening with Noam Chomsky, Friday, November 9th at the Unity Church of Boulder, 2855 Folsom Street. More information and tickets at kgnu.org.
Prior to that announcement, we heard Cushionfoot Stomp by Paris Washboard, and now we're going to hear Old Folks Shuffle, which Clarence Williams wrote in conjunction with Fats Waller. And our artist this evening is the great British pianist, Mr. Neville Dickey. Neville Dickey on piano, backed up by Spats Langham on banjo and Steve Nice on washboard, and that was Old Folks Shuffle. Boy, I don't know how many old folks could shuffle at that pace, but that's not a topic for tonight. Moving on now, we come to the Barrel House Rag, written in 1917 in conjunction with Fate Marable, and our artist here is the great, late great Canadian pianist John Arpin. John Arpin. That's from an album called Creole Rags, recorded in New Orleans, probably on a not very good piano, but in an appropriate place, I'm sure, to get the feel of it. And that was the Barrel House Rag by Clarence Williams. Moving on now, we come to a piece called the Michigan Water Blues. And this one will be played tonight by a great ragtime pianist in her own right, Virginia Tichenor.
Thank you.
Virginia Tishner has brought us the Michigan Water Blues by Clarence Williams. Well, jazz fans, heads up, because tomorrow night, Friday, October 26th, Ken Paplowski with the Larry Fuller Trio will be at the Greeley Country Club for one of the Peak View jazz sessions that they have during the course of the year. Let's see, there's an optional buffet. A prime rib is featured starting at 6 o'clock. Concert starts at 7:30 and runs until 9:30. And reservations are needed. So if you're interested in going to hear the Ken Paplowski with the Larry Fuller Trio, tomorrow night, here's the number to call, 970-353-2267. Okay. All right. Let's get back to more music by Clarence Williams. This one from 1928. This is off of an album that Dick Hyman made, a complete album of music by Clarence Williams. Here is Dick to play the Organ Grinder Blues. Thank you. The Organ Grinder Blues, that was Dick Hyman at the piano. For those who may not know, an organ grinder is a man who has a barrel organ and stands on the street corner cranking it and playing the music that it plays and hoping for tips. Organ Grinder Blues. All right, next up is a group called the Two Clarinet Stompers, and they will be playing a piece that once again has been adopted by a lot of Dixieland groups, and this is called Papa Dee Da Da. Thank you. Two Clarinet Stompers is the name of the group, and the tune is Papa-Dee-Da-Da. Let's get back to Neville Dickey now, give him a chance for an encore here. Here's a Clarence Williams tune from 1923 called Aching-Hearted Blues. Got a little taste of Neville Dickey there when I pushed the wrong button, but we got it straightened out. From a CD containing all compositions by Clarence Williams, that was Neville Dickey playing Aching-Hearted Blues from 1923. Well, we're going to change the pace just a little bit here and the approach to things. We've got a vocal coming up, I do believe. Miss Molly Kaufman, a great Denver area pianist and entertainer, will sing us a song written by Clarence Williams. From 1924, it's called The Right Key But the Wrong Keyhole. A little bit of a double entendre there. Anyway, let's listen to Molly.
Miss Liza Johnson and her man had a falling out. He says to her, make it if you can. I'm out of here without a doubt. Well, things got rough and he came back last night at 9 o'clock. He put his key in the oaken door, but but the key wouldn't fit the lock. He pushed it in and turned it around, and he turned it around and he took it out. And just as he's about to try it again, his old Miss Liza shout, "You got the right key, honey, but the wrong keyhole. I couldn't get along with you to save my soul. Say yesterday I went down to the hardware store, bought another lock for my front door. I got a new man, he's better than you. He starts his loving way, you get through. So take my advice and leave my door. Your key, it don't fit in my lock no more. You got the right key, honey, you're walking on the wrong keyhole."
Okay, Molly Kaufman, who else? Right key, but the wrong keyhole, from 1924. Moving on now, here is the Manhattan Ragtime Orchestra to play a Clarence Williams tune from the same year. This is called New Orleans Wiggle.
Thank you.
All right. Manhattan Orchestra, Manhattan Ragtime Orchestra, and the New Orleans Wiggle. Well, we're going to squeeze a little bit of this next one in. It's pretty long, and I don't have time for the whole thing, but it'll give you an idea. From 1927, here is the Red River Blues by Clarence Williams, played by Leroy de Foxtrot from France, better known as the Kings of Foxtrot. We got to fade that one out because we just flat run out of time and I want to get this last one in. We've been celebrating the music of Clarence Williams tonight, and we started out with him himself playing the Wildflower Rag. We're going to close with Trevor Tichenor playing the Wildflower Rag, a little more up, more modern recording, I guess. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks for joining us, and let's go out of here with Trevor. Thank you.
good evening. It's 9 o'clock, and welcome to Swing Shift as we fade out of ragtime. And thanks, Jack. That's always a wonderful show and a nice one to follow. My name is Tanya. I'll be here for an hour bringing you a variety of swing music.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the 16th Annual Moab Folk Festival, taking place from November 2nd through 4th in Moab, Utah. This year's festival includes performances by Sean Colvin, Kathy Matea, Ellis Paul, Amy Helm, and many more. This event is supported by the Utah Office of Tourism. More information can be found at moabfolkfestival.com.